This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the country. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, sorting that mail for all of us to get today. And let's not forget the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers keeping America rolling along. Thank you for what you do. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Take advantage of all the things we have to offer over there. Well, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us to start this hour. Good morning, Ms. Denise.
Good morning.
All right. Now, the U.S. yesterday officially withdrew from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Agreement, known as the INF. It's a Cold War treaty that was signed by then-President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev in 1987 in an attempt to improve the relationship between the two countries. Missiles that could fly 310 to 3,400 miles were banned under the treaty. Now, this is kicking off a possibility of a new arms race between the U.S. and Russia. What say you?
Yes, these are what we would necessarily know as short-range or intermediate-range land-based ballistics, cruise missiles, and then launchers. And some of them can, in fact, carry some kind of nuclear or conventional payloads. Now, this is not a new condition. It's just that yesterday was a formal announcement that they were out of this. These declarations had actually gone back to 2013. In October of 2018, the Trump administration said, we're about to be out of here because Russia is just simply not complying. So this is not a new condition with these warnings. In 2013, we had found some major violations. Then we started issuing the reports. Then it went over to NATO. And NATO, with all the allies in NATO, all the members of NATO, said, Russia, you better do what you need to do to preserve the viability of this treaty. And then in 2015, we showed them, the world, that they're still in non-compliance and the violations were reaffirmed. And then we went back to NATO and the allies there called again on Russia. This is warning number two. Hey, Russia. Well, in 2017, Russia acknowledged the existence of some of the missiles that were in violation. They acknowledged that they existed, but they said that they are not capable of the range that would be in violation. So this is not a new condition at all. Now, I would say this is not so much about the United States and Russia here at this point, but I think it's more of a message to China. And the reason is we would like to bring China into this if there's going to be a new agreement, which I think is kind of stupid, but anyway. Because, I mean, China and Russia both cheat on pretty much everything. But if there's going to be some kind of new rewritten agreement or treaty or, you know, whatever they want to call it, we're going to have to bring China into the fold. And I don't think that there's not going to be one, I think, in reality. But let's not forget, for the United States, this is really a good thing. And the reason is the South China Sea. China has weaponized those islands to the point where it will challenge, much like what's going on in the Persian Gulf. They're challenging the maritime traffic, and we have to look at the Philippines, we have to look at South Korea, we have to look at Japan, we have to look at Taiwan and so forth to defend, and those would all be short or intermediate range. So now we get to also develop some new technologies with our own missiles. We could upgrade some of those that we already have, and we don't have those restrictions anymore. So we were complying. We had some major restrictions. Nobody else was, meaning Russia and certainly not, I mean, not China, but China's not in it. So this kind of takes the burden off of us so we can move forward with, I guess, in a defense capability.
Okay, well, the U.S. is already planning, according to sources in the government, to resume missile testing as soon as later this summer, although Russia won't be the target. And you're right, we're hearing that China is going to be the rival where the new threat is going to be coming from.
Precisely right. So this is, you know, not only is this a message for Russia and the rest of the world that Russia, you cheat, but this is a very big message for China.
Okay, now we're going to be taking a break here, and I'm going to set up what we're going to be talking about next. Most of you have not heard about the trade war going on between Japan and South Korea. All you've heard is about the United States and China with our a little thing we've got going on back and forth that have caused the stock market to drop off. But very quietly, behind the scenes for the past couple of years, we've had Japan and South Korea going at it over things that date back all the way to World War II. So don't go anywhere. Denise Simon and I will be right back. We're going to talk about that. We've got more to talk about. By the way, AOC's in trouble again. We'll get into that. And there's a big fight coming with the White House. I might be the referee in one of these deals. Tell you what that's all about when we come back. It involves Seb Gorka. All right, don't go anywhere. I'll be back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program, my conversations with Denise Simon, brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense. You've basically got a lawyer on call anytime you want, 24/7, 365, because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right when you go to defend yourself by whatever means it is you defend yourself by. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. Now, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You'll see the USCCA logo link right there. When you click on that link, you'll see a window that'll drop down for the free gun a day giveaway. Every day at midnight, the gun changes over to a different one. So sign up for that. Good luck with that. We want to introduce somebody's name here on the show that wins it. And if that happens, then I'll be the one doing the announcing. Also, they've got three levels of membership. And to pick the one that looks the best for you, you get $474 worth of free stuff in the process, plus some great gear from the USCCA as well, and that Concealed Carry magazine, which is an award-winning magazine now 2 years in a row. Discounts in there, too, to help you out with everything from guns and ammunition and RVing and camping and fishing. All righty, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, a trade war has erupted between South Korea and Japan. Now, this goes all the way back to World War II, and it goes all the way back to a compensation that a court, a South Korean court, ruled that Japanese companies had to pay compensation for using forced labor during Japan's colonization of Korea during World War II, even though Japan claimed the matter was already settled in a 1965 pact that restored diplomatic relations. It did not, and so far, they're still fighting over the money.
Well, this is a situation that the Trump administration somewhat inherited. Let's go back to the Obama administration when they had something called the Asia Pivot. And we were going to do all kinds of things to settle all the disputes that were going on in the South China Sea with China and Japan, South Korea, Guam, the whole nonsense, including the Philippines. And we were putting... You know, we were re-engaging with Australia and military bases and all these other kinds of things. And that was a short-lived deal, meaning that it was a gesture to kind of settle the waters over there, if you will. And then all of a sudden, after about 2 years, the Obama White House bailed out on it. So nothing got resolved. Okay, now where are we? Well, South Korea... It's really at fault here, as I see it. And they're just kind of throwing sand in the gears. But this really comes down to some computer chips, electronic chips, because of the larger manufacturers like Samsung and Huawei and even Apple. So this is a supply chain issue. And... South Korea, too, we obviously have these sanctions against North Korea. We even have some on South Korea. Why? Because Moon Jae-in is really operating on his own agenda in dealing with North Korea. So to evade some sanctions or to cheat, he's actually doing some unscrupulous activities with North Korea, I guess in an effort to keep some kind of peace and whatnot. But this is really where Japan's really in their positions on all of this. But the situation has gotten worse, for sure, and South Korea is bringing up the fact that Japan colonized the Korean Peninsula all the way from 1910 to 1945. You know, the use of labor, forced labor of Japanese companies and then women and slaves and girls and, you know, this whole kind of thing. So, it's going to be a very big patent challenge for our State Department to kind of rebuild this thing and make sure these things get back on track. But, this goes back with so much history. That's going to be a Herculean task here at this point.
Okay, now I only have one question about this, because if I'm China and I'm sitting there and I'm watching this, I would think that I would be able to take advantage of this, wouldn't I?
Well, they are, because, I mean, China doesn't have any use for Japan either. So Japan's kind of the outcast here, and the United States has got a very good relationship with Japan. So, it's a bad deal. And China is going to exploit all of it. So that's why we are also trying to shore up Taiwan. Because remember, Japan hates Taiwan. We just sold a whole bunch of interesting military equipment to Taiwan. Japan's pretty angry at that. So if we are ever going to have a trade deal with China, it probably won't be until sometime after 2020.
Alrighty, and I'm talking, folks, to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com is her website. Go over there, sign up for all her great articles, and have them sent along to you. You'll get them when she writes them. Now, the other thing is AOC is in the news for all the wrong reasons again. We know that she's being investigated by the FEC for some sort of weird transfer. They were taking, let's put it this way, taking money from her campaign and investing it in stocks and bonds and securities. But in the meantime, her chief of staff, who was her campaign manager, has had to bid adieu.
This one's a little on the confusing side, too, because this all comes down to her chief of staff, Chuck Robot, whatever his name is. he's got this organization of which she was part of as well. She was sitting on the board of this thing herself. Yeah, Chakrabarty, Shaikat. Now, he's really out there, this cat. He's the one that actually authored the Green New Deal. And he admits that the Green New Deal had nothing to do with climate change at all. It has everything to do with retooling the American economic system, which climate change and what is proposed in there would absolutely do. So he's her gatekeeper, and he was had raised some money, and then they took some campaign funds and kind of had them intersect with this organization that he had created. So he's left. Formally, he's left, and he's gone back to this organization on a full-time basis. She also had another staff member that also quit, so she's without two of them. And this will be really quite fascinating to see how this thing shakes out and where it goes with the investigation that's being done with the Federal Elections Commission, because there were some monies that were commingled, and she needs to go on the down low, if you will.
Okay, now, the other thing that has surfaced, and this has kind of been put it in the strange but true news category. A while ago, Salem Radio Network's Sebastian Gorka, who had been on the payroll and in the Donald Trump staff, I don't know what it was he did, but something, he got into a rift, if you will, by this CNN reporter that he didn't particularly care for. He was yelling names at him and all that, and challenged him, and they had a little pushing and shoving match and calling names at each other. But Salem, Tampa, my stations that I'm on, AM 860 The Answer and AM 930 The Answer, put together a little gift for Sebastian Gorka. We sent him a pair of boxing gloves, red gloves with white and blue sashing on it with laces, and on the left it said AM 860 The Answer, on the right it said AM 930 The Answer. We all signed the card, said good luck, we're with you, blah, 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 blah. But on my part, I said I'll referee the fight. So, where are we at with whatever this correspondent was that started all this?
His name is Brian Karam. He's actually a Playboy reporter. And he's been very contentious when the White House was doing their daily press briefings. He and Sarah would get into it quite a bit. But we had that event, I think, out on the Rose Garden. I don't know really what Brian Karam happened to say something, and Sebastian Gorka heard it. He got up out of his chair and went over to the other side and kind of got into this cat's face, this Brian's face about whatever it was. In the meantime, it was just today or yesterday that the White House decided that they were going to spend his White House correspondent press credentials for 30 days. And he is complaining that it's against the First Amendment. Brian's complaining against the First Amendment. Well, we're not really doing White House press briefings anymore. So I don't know where this is necessarily going to go, but I think that Sebastian Gorka, he just kind of, let it go unless Brian doesn't let it go.
All righty, well, we got to run. You're going to get cut off by the computer. We'll talk to you Monday morning. Have a great, great, great weekend. This is the Captain's America Third Watch coming right.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. President Trump is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, pushing for the USMCA, a new trade agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. The president says the NAFTA replacement will improve global trade relations.
We restore our economy. We're really restoring our standing in the world. We're respected again. America is respected again, like it hasn't been respected in many, many years. We were laughed at. We were a patsy.
Trump says the new agreement will protect American workers and incentivize companies to keep their operations in the U.S. Storm surge already splashing water under roadways across southern Louisiana, with Barry expected to make landfall Saturday morning. This New Orleans woman says seeing the strong current and high water on Lake Pontchartrain has her worried.
I see the lake look like it's about to overflow, and it's splashing up on land. I'm like kind of scared now.
20 to 25 inches of rain expected this weekend in parts of Louisiana. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our Military and Veterans News segment, second one of the morning on the weekend show. Brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where in 14 short months, you could be well on your way to a job as a certified aviation maintenance tech. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and girls. I know that more of the young people are getting out of high school or not going off to college. They're coming out with a trade school experience. They've learned a trade, whatever it might happen to be, from the technical school that they attended within the high school or the VOTEC or the BOCE school, whatever you call it, depending on where you're at. They learned a trade that in most cases will start them out at an apprentice level, and then they'll work their way up. Now, that's okay. That's fine. You might start at $8, $10, $12 an hour, something like that. But National Aviation Academy can fill the void and give your career path a tremendous boost with a starting salary of at least $50,000 per year or more right off the bat. That's because aviation maintenance techs are very much in demand right now. Now, an aviation maintenance tech is more than just somebody that climbs up and repairs a jet engine. All these modern aircraft are electronic, computer-operated, this, that, and the other. So you have to learn avionics, you have to learn computers, you have to learn electronics to be able to do what needs to be done with the aircraft. And every job in every category as an aviation maintenance tech, every certification that you get along the way as to what you can and can't do means you get more money for what you're doing. So I want you to check them out online at naa.edu. Now, keep in mind, they've got two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. So the website, again, is naa.edu. The telephone line, the telephone number to call and ask to take the tour is 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. You'll be impressed when you do. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that'll open the door even further for you. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080, the number to call. Well, I'm going to play an audio, because yesterday on Fox and Friends, my buddy Pete Hegseth, who is a major, retired major, two tours in Iraq, had something to say talking about Afghanistan and what was going on. And it was Steve Ducey, Brian Kilmeade, Clayton Morse, Pete Hegseth, and Ainsley and Earnhardt all talking back and forth about Afghanistan and the reduction of the troops. Now, I want you to listen to this.
There's a lot of foreign policy challenges. People talk about Iran. They're talking about the rockets being set off by little rocket man in North Korea. But with this whole Afghanistan peace talks, it made me think of you because you fought there. Ryan Crocker, it looks like we could be skidding towards an end of this 18-year war. Details are beginning to emerge. Ryan Crocker, a former ambassador there in Iraq, says he worries that we may be watching a replay of the way it ended in Vietnam. A thirst to get out gets us out prematurely. The Taliban can't be trusted like the North Vietnamese. The whole thing collapses. Do you have that same worry?
I'm worried about it too. Brian, listen, the war's gone on too long. I don't want a nation build there. I do think bringing troops home at some level is an important thing. But if you lunge at a deal, I mean, the lessons are clear on that. Look at how badly the Obama administration wanted an Iran deal, so they got a terrible deal. Look at how quickly Barack Obama wanted to get out of Iraq, and he created the conditions for ISIS. We're sitting at the table with the Taliban. We want to call it a peace deal. They're calling it a withdrawal deal, and critics are calling it a surrender deal. Listen, you can keep a small level of troops there and basically end the war without handing the future of the government to the Taliban. And I know some folks involved in this process. The Taliban's reading this as weakness. That's how they will. They read it that way when I was there in 2011, 2012. They want to take the capital of Kabul over, take over the entire country. If we don't do this right, that's where we could be headed. So yeah. I understand the impulse to leave. That's correct. But a lot of things that could go sideways here, guys.
Absolutely. A lot of blood has been shed there, and it has to end in the right way. Yes. Pete, thanks so much.
Thank you, Pete.
Now, I agree with Pete Hegseth, and I agree with the people that say that we just can't turn around and pull people out of there, or we're going to have what we had in Iraq when it led to ISIS. Keep in mind, ISIS, for the most part, was made up of the old Iraqi military. And these were the guys that were under Saddam Hussein's thumb. We made a mistake in Iraq when we broke up the military and told all these guys to go home. We didn't have a need for them, and turned around and started over with a new army. And the new army was predominantly Shia, Muqtada al-Sadr and company. That was a huge mistake. We would not have had ISIS. We would not have had the huge problem we had in Iraq, in my opinion, if we had kept most of the army intact. Now, the generals, that were on the deck of cards, the most wanted list. Remember that? I get that. But what you do is you take other officers, junior officers that are in the mix, you promote them, and give them an opportunity. Because not everybody was marching in lockstep with Saddam Hussein. They had to, because if they didn't, they got killed. That was the alternative. And we all know it. So maybe we can learn from some lessons there, and maybe we can pull a rabbit out of our hat, if you will, with this situation coming up right now. Maybe. I certainly hope so, because it beats the alternative. And that is having to go back there again in 3, 4, or 5 years because of what the scenario is going to be. And I believe we're going to leave some troops behind. I understand we're going to take about 3,000 out. We got 14,000 there. I also understand that when we take them out, we are going to put more private security in there. Now, obviously, the private security don't have quite the rules of engagement restrictions on them that the regular military does. Again, we'll see how that all plays out. But we just can't make the same mistake twice when it comes to Afghanistan, or we'll be up to our eyeballs in the middle of all that, too. Again, still, yet, call it what you want. But makes no sense. Now, Bashar al-Assad is still the topic of discussion. And the other night in the debate, Tulsi Gabbard was asked a question, and let's listen to what was said.
Another candidate who was controversial in the Democratic CNN debates this week was Tulsi Gabbard, congresswoman from Hawaii. She went after Kamala Harris on criminal justice reform. But her own record has been questioned as well. She is an Iraq war vet. She has served overseas, but she has also, chosen not to be critical of Bashar al-Assad. She met with Bashar al-Assad, and many Democrats and Republicans say gave cover to Bashar al-Assad. And she gave an interview with Chris Cuomo last night where I think she said something I haven't heard her say this way before. So let's listen.
He's a brutal dictator, just like Saddam Hussein, just like Gaddafi in Libya. The reason that I'm so outspoken on this issue of ending these wasteful regime change wars is because I have seen firsthand this high human cost of war and the impact that it has on my fellow brothers and sisters in uniform.
Now, I realize what she just said and the way she said it. The reason why I'm so outspoken on this issue of ending this wasteful regime change wars is because I've seen the high human cost of the war and the impact it has on my fellow brothers and sisters in uniform. Yeah, it does. Take a look at the suicide rate that we've got amongst the soldiers that we somehow or another need to get a handle on. All right, I'm coming right back. Final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this final segment of the program brought to you by my good friends at Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan, Crystal River, and Newport Richey. And they are the original home of You Serve, You Save. I'll get to that in just a minute. Now, folks, I'm driving a brand new 2019 Nissan Titan 5.6 liter, 390 horsepower V8 SL 4x2 crew cab pickup, and it is a beauty. It's the best truck I've ever driven, ever. And I emphasize ever. Now, this truck rides better than a car. It's got the leather-appointed captain's chairs with 8-way power seat, power-adjustable lumbar support that are so comfortable. And I need that for my back. And it's got a killer Rockford Fosgate premium audio system in it, too, custom-made for the custom driver. That would be me, right? So it's a great system. I can just rock the house. Now, remember, the You Serve, You Save at Moss Nissan, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, plus their 911 dispatchers too, all get preferred pricing on their new Nissan vehicle, saving them thousands of dollars. Now, don't forget, they've also got lots of certified pre-owned vehicles there too. They all come with Moss Care, free oil changes, tire rotation for life, and much, much, much more. So check them out online. Go to mossnissan.com. That's mossnissan.com. Or give them a call at 727-815-3095. Crystal River, Newport Richey for the Nissan dealership. Home of Sassa Springs for the Moss Wholesale to the Public store. Up on Northdale Mabry in Carrollwood for the Chevy store. And a new Nissan dealer coming to Tampa soon with the Moss name on it. That's all I can say. Moss Nissan, the home of you serve, you save. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to get even more savings. Another $500 off whatever deal you make. Tell them the captain sent you. 727-815-3095. Give them a call. Set up an appointment today. They've got lots of great vehicles. By the way, a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful array of new and certified pre-owned vehicles there. It was up there Wednesday. And got to go back there Tuesday this coming week. Or, I'm sorry, Wednesday this coming week. Because we got somebody coming down from Georgia going to buy a vehicle. And they asked if they could meet me. And I said, yep, absolutely, I'm going to meet them there. Now, I talked about this earlier this week, but it bears repeating. Ilhan Omar, who right now is with Nancy Pelosi over in Africa somewhere, chastising President Trump and calling him names and saying bad things about the country. These Democrats always do that when they get overseas. But anyway, Ilhan Omar now faces a challenge from a celebrated Iraq War veteran who just happens to be a 20-year police veteran. His name is Chris Kelly. So, those of you listening to me up there in Minneapolis, St. Paul, pay attention, because in Minnesota's 5th Congressional District in 2020, there's a new sheriff in town. It's going to be Chris Kelly. Now, Ilhan Omar's popularity dropped dramatically this week. It's now down to 5% in some of the polls that have been done. It was 9% in one, 11% in another, 14% in another. But it's now down to 5%. She is beatable. So Chris Kelly, who has collected 11 military medals as a 27-year veteran of the U.S. Army and Army Reserve, he is a master sergeant, and has clocked more than 36,000 hours patrolling the Minnesota streets as a 20-year veteran of the Minneapolis Police Force, now has his sights on knocking off Ilhan Omar from her seat representing Minnesota's 5th Congressional District in 2020. Now, Chris says, when Representative Omar ignited steep controversy back in March describing the September 11 attacks as some people did something, it was then that he decided that he had to do something, and that was to run against her for the congressional seat that she now holds. This is a man that needs to be in Washington, D.C. He is exactly the kind of person that we need in Washington. And he goes on to say that in his view, Omar's devoted way too much time in crafting her celebrity than on being of service to the community. He says that he will serve honorably if elected. He believes in term limits. He says, as former military, I'm here to serve and not further my status. I do want to do a good job for the people to represent them, and I do not have a personal agenda. I'm passionate about service, and I just want to be able to continue that. Chris Kelly is his name. Chris Kelly. Please, please, please support him. Chris Kelly. All right, time for our beach and boating forecast. Let's get her going here. All righty, the beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, give them a call. Today, Saturday, Sunday too, we'll have some scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly in the afternoon. It'll be hot and humid as summer is in full swing again. The winds today will be out of the southwest. They'll start out light. We will have some gusts up to about 10 to 12 miles an hour later in the day. Seas this morning, start out with a light chop, 1 to 2. They'll go to 2 to 3 this afternoon with a moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature and bay water temperature are both at 88 degrees. And our high tide comes at 5:25 a.m. Our low tide at 9:39 a.m. Now, the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club, when you join the Freedom Boat Club here in the Tampa Bay area, you have access to over 400 boats at the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization. Now, for you folks around the country, Freedom Boat Club has 185 locations in the U.S. of A. They've got 3 in Canada. They've got 2 in France. Yes, I said France. And Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay currently has 24 ports, with 2 more ports coming soon. Now, here's the deal right here. You can get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. Everybody gets that by becoming a member right now of the Freedom Boat Club. You get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. But if you're active duty military, a veteran, first responder, active or retired, work in a medical profession in any capacity, even if you're a janitor or a lab tech in a hospital or whatever, or if you're a school teacher, you get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000, a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. All you do is pay the balance left to pay, and after that, you pay a monthly fee. When you show up at the dock, you bring your cooler, you bring your fishing poles, you bring whatever it is you're going to bring with you, and you're off for a day of fun on the water. When you come back, you park the boat, you hand them the keys, and you're gone. Now, here's where it gets really good. Your membership in the Freedom Boat Club also gives you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations across the country, 185 across the country, 3 in Canada, 2 in France. So, trot on over to the FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com website. That's FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com website. Or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. The number again, 855-FREEDOM, to find out more. And always tell them the captain sent you. It will open the door wider than ever to get you in there. $1,500 off if you qualify, what I just told you there, off your membership fee. Can't beat it. Now's the time to join. And you'll have fun in the sun on the water. Just that simple. Alrighty. Another great weekend of radio excellence here. Great calls that we had in there. Bagammon Bob, amongst other people. And Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. We always appreciate him. Our Professor Emeritus of the Captain's America Third Watch. And Monday morning, we'll be back with more again next week on Tuesday. We'll be starting out with a brand new contributor, Kathy Chamberlain, author of Rules for Deplorables. We're going to talk about the Cloward-Piven strategy and how it affects everything the Democrats are throwing at us. You need to understand it, and we need to throw it right back at them. And I would be more than happy, along with Kathy, to explain that over a 13-week series that we're going to do. All right. Stay tuned, everybody, to more exciting programming coming up on your favorite stations along the network. I will be back Monday morning, bright and early, 2 a.m., all across the country, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce. Have a great weekend. God bless America. Stay safe.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.